The decision means Medicaid beneficiaries statewide will be required to enroll in HMOs and other types of managed care plans. The decision wasn't a surprise. Federal officials signaled earlier this year they'd grant approval. But Friday's announcement was a victory for Governor Rick Scott and Republican lawmakers who approved the proposal in 2011, amid controversy about whether the changes would best serve the need of low-income Floridians. Florida Chain, a patient advocacy group that has been among the plan's most vocal critics, says the federal government included safeguards that will help protect beneficiaries. For instance, HMOs will have to spend at least 85% of the money they receive on patient care. But Florida Chain also says patients and advocates must remain vigilant against delayed, denied, and disrupted care. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.